This nigga's got it.
What's happening?
It's already done.
Nothing. Welcome to another episode of the Best Kept Secret Podcast, aka the podcast about nothing. I am your host, CZ Ray, and as usual, I'm not alone. I'm joined by my brethren, Bilo Mike Just and Prince Dways. What's going on, gents?
Yeah, man, we out here. What else can we say? Well, it's good to have you back. You disappeared on us on the last
episode.
Thank you
for joining us.
Yeah, we thank you for joining us today.
Hey guys, I was gone. I was away, but I'm back.
He is on sick leave.
Man is on business.
Conveniently on sick leave that day.
Yeah, you know, it just happened to work out. But how it?
So, guys, we're back. New week, new episode, new review. And yeah, this is an interesting one. Today we are going to be talking about
Now You Care.
Make me sway.
To the day.
Let's go.
Ride it.
What's that?
So today we are going to be reviewing Tyler's debut album, self-titled. And
people do that on the first project, eh? Like, I'm just curious.
I feel like you're supposed to do it on the first project, right? Like,
where your first project is self-titled.
Yeah, bro.
I thought Nomi, you know, I thought that self-titled Nomi comes like, you know, and it's like not necessarily towards the end, but you know, when you're stabbing, we all know you now. It's like, this the real me, you know. You've heard the other shit, but this the real me.
Nah,
still fucks.
Most people did an album number 3. That's what I've seen a lot of the time. What? That's the trend.
Number three
and number 4. Yeah, number 3 and number 4. Yeah, because you know how it is. You got your debut, then you've got like your sophomore slump, which is like, that's like the pressure one, right? It's like a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
If you survive that one,
then
you're really that person. Yeah, and then it's okay, guys. Now I'm doing my thing. You get me? But anyway, yeah. So Tyler dropped her debut album. And yeah, of course, we have to get into it, man. It debuted in the Billboard Top 200 albums, which is great for her. Fantastic.
Do you know what number?
You know,
I actually didn't see.
It was like 80, 60 something, or 80 something.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
Still good vibes.
Hey bro, top 200 is a mad thing. It's
better than 90% of South Africans.
Like, you know, yeah. I realized, bro, like the music industry right now is so cooked, bro. Because I remember someone posted, it was Twitter, and they were like, yeah, Tyler's project is projected to sell, I think, 60K in the first week. Something like that. And it's like, yo, those numbers are so bad. Those numbers aren't good. But then that same 60K in the week debuts 86 in the top 200, which is, I think we all have our perception messed up with all this numbers game stuff, but that was just a sidebar.
True, and that was just 60K in the US too, so that's
exactly
that's still good. Mm. That's still pretty good.
So yeah, guys, Tyler, what are your initial thoughts on this one? What are we saying?
Yeah, man, I think for me, I'm trying to think about what I was actually looking for going into this one, but I think maybe I was just looking for more music, to be fair. Obviously, we've had the likes of Getting Late. We've had Water, which was a smash, with the remixes with Travis, Marshmello, etc., etc. So I was like, you know what? What else is Tyler going to offer us, especially on a full body of work? Because it's like, you know what? The hits, the singles are hits and they work, you know? But a body of work is always different. And I won't lie, for this one, I think it was really good. I was impressed. I think It definitely made some moves in the pop world. I think it shook things up. I think obviously we're still at the stage where I think a lot of people in the international market are trying to figure out if Tyler's pop, piano, Afro beats, all of that. But I genuinely think she really did hold her own on this. And I think it was very clear that, you know, like, I'm trying to stamp my presence here. Because I think a lot of people are under the impression that Water was a one-hit wonder, was going to come, was going to go. But after that, I genuinely think this project was a really, really good follow-up. And I think it also shows that Tyler's got a lot going forward. So shout out to Mzansi, shout out Tyler. That was a good project.
Yeah, facts. I think this was a nice introduction to what Tyler has to offer. I think it didn't deviate too much from what I think what was necessary at this moment in time. Like Mbilo was saying, like maybe he would have wanted a bit more just to see, you know, what else could she do. But I think for the type of sound she's doing now, I think this was just a perfect balance of sounds and a perfect blend of sounds. You know, just for that introduction, because like you guys are saying, this is still that, you know, hey guys, I'm Tyler, this is my sound. You know what I'm saying? This is not the one where you really get into your bag. But I think for a first album, I think this is really, really good. I didn't expect like anything too crazy. I expected it to be safe and palatable to the masses, which I think it was. But I do like the fact that it wasn't like just a straight up pop album. It wasn't just a straight up piano album. You know, there were a few vibes there and she did well with everything. She carried herself pretty well through the whole project. So this was good for me. I really enjoyed it. So yeah.
It's a strong debut, I have to say. I think that, you know, what Tyler is doing right now is really exciting. And you can see it in how she's being received all over the world. You know, she has found a way to take the piano sound, but then the way that they've finessed it, there's elements of R&B, there's elements of pop music there as well. And it all just seems to work perfectly. And I think that's one of the reasons why she appeals to not just one demographic or not just one group, you know, because if you're an R&B person, you can appreciate her vocals and melodies on these songs, right? But if you're more of a fan of like piano and like, you know, upbeat stuff, you can appreciate a lot of the production that goes into her music. Yeah. And the dancing, like she's got the whole thing going for her.
Yeah.
So I think she's in a really, really great position right now. And honestly, this album is a banger, bro. But yeah, let's get into it, man. The intro was with, well, it was just Kelvin Momo. And I guess the Tyler song is playing in the background.
Catfish.
I mean, yeah, like
catfish, bro. I was expecting so much when I saw Kelvin Momo, bro. Oh my god,
we
I was
like, nah,
this is about to be a slapper, but they're teasing us.
Wait, have you guys ever heard an intro like that? Like, ever?
I never,
it's teasing a song. I was so shocked, like, I was
especially for your debut album, you're teasing another song, but like, maybe they know they're like, I know this one, it's gonna be too much. We have to even tease it here, bro.
But I won't lie, like, I'm low key impressed by like the way the team is working. Marketing and music, because even something like that, like I think when I was looking at what people on social media were saying, obviously this probably catered a lot more to the South African market, just because a lot more South Africans are familiar with Kelvin Momo and the style, etc., where people are like, yo shit, how could Tyler do this? But like the fact that even that introduction on its own garnered some form of attention and some form of interaction was really, really good. And this is before, like, you know, even getting into the rest of it. So fucking smart. I think I love the song. Well, hearing that little bit of what it will be. So yeah, I'm looking forward to what that's going to look like, or what that's going to, you know, sound like when it finally comes out.
Yeah, no, facts. Like, hey bro, it was tricky for me, because when I saw the track list, I was like, nah, this song, I already knew it was gonna be fire. Then when I heard niggas just talking, I was hacked. But you know what, like Mpilo was saying, you know, just them understanding, you know, and this is another thing I think they got right, which I feel like the Elaines and some other artists who left South didn't really get right. She's still catering to a South African audience. She's not leaving that audience behind. Yes. And I think even just with her sound and everything she does, naturally she's going to, you know, keep with that audience. But her teasing things with Kelvin Momo and things like that just shows that she's in touch, she's in tune, she's not saying, oh no, I'm better than South Anna. And I think that goes a long way, bro.
Yeah,
because if you even look at it, she kind of blew up there first, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, let's say blew up outside of the country first. But now I feel like she's winning over so much love from South just because of the fact she's not switching up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, with regards to this intro, I just think that, again, the team, shout out to them. They understand what they're doing. This was a move that I didn't expect, but now it makes me anticipate, you know, that song. And I also feel like they knew that this album is not necessarily going to be the one that takes her there, but let's keep people engaged and in tune. So that was a good move. So yeah.
The song, the next song was Safer, which I guess you could say is like the official intro to the album. And yeah, how you guys feeling about Safer?
Yeah, man, I think Safer was cool. I think, you know, this was one of the songs where, like, it's not a bad song, don't get it twisted. It's a really good song that I could enjoy, but I think it's one of those, obviously with track two as well, which I know sounds, you know, maybe it might sound too critical or whatever, but it's like, it's that point that Dwayne's brought up in terms of like the safe, play it safe, you know what I mean? I feel like this sounded like one of those songs where it just feels safe. Okay, excuse the pun, because the song is also called Safer, sure, but like, like it just sounded so safe, because it's like, you know, it's, we know the singing ability, we know the pop ability. It's like, Safer for me was one of those songs where it's like, I expect this from you, you know, but take it a level up. But obviously, as we get in, there's different songs that kind of bring off a different appeal, etc. Safer was definitely a cool song. Like, I have nothing bad to say about it. I think, you know, when we look at just the entire picture or the grander scheme, it fell into that category for me. But it was a really nice song.
Yeah, for me personally, I really, really liked Safer. Like, it was one of my favorite songs on here. I just think the vibe for me was cool. Like, I get what Bilo was saying, with just a, like, something that's expected from her, this would fall under that. But I still think she executed this very well. I love the production on here. I like the hook. The execution of the hook. The vocal layering is... Hey, the vocal layering fire. But yeah, man. Just for me personally, I think this serves well as a record to come in at number two, track listing wise. But I think that if number one started with that actual Calvin Momo song... You know what I'm saying? Like, it was the actual song, and this was number two.
Yeah.
This would have been perfect sequencing, because I feel like you needed a banger out the gate from this project. Like, track one, when people press play, should have been that song.
Yeah,
it should have been that for me personally. But anyway, but yeah, I like Safer. I do like it.
The next one was Water. We've spoken about Water before. I don't want to waste time on this one.
Great song. Lose my breath.
Yeah, so the next one was Truth or Dare, which was also another single. This is one of my favorite songs from Tyler, man. There's something about this one, guys. Yeah. For me personally, this song is even better than Water, in my opinion.
I knew it, bro.
I know. It's that part.
Wow.
Bro.
Damn it.
This song is... big tune, dog. For me, this is a better song than Water. I don't care what anyone says, guys. This song goes.
Yeah, this song
is
fine.
But yeah, what are you saying?
Truth or Dare. And I think I can definitely agree on that thing where I think it is better than Water, in my opinion. Like, this is just a beautiful song, man. I just love how within it there's so many variations and, you know, different ways that Tyler, it feels like Tyler tests herself from a vocal perspective as well. So yeah, man, this is a banger. Nothing more to say.
Yeah, Truth or Dare, man. I feel like this is the sleeper hit of the project. I'm surprised the song didn't go more viral, you know, just because I feel like they could have done a lot with the song, the TikTokers in them. But as a song, like you guys are saying, bro, this song is just phenomenal, bro.
You know what I think it is, Dave? I think this also, remember, this single, I think, still dropped in the heat of Water, bro. And, like, Water was a huge song. Like, we can't even, you know what I mean? So it's like, as great as this one is, I think it just at that point it still just couldn't compete.
Yeah, this might have been one they should have kept in the tuck, but I think still for what it is and what it did, I still think it goes down as another hit for it, because it's still a really popular song at the end of the day. But yeah, very, very solid, very solid track, solid hook, solid songwriting. I love her vocal performance here. I love the vibes of the song. Like, it just feels like a blend of a lot of elements on the song. Just dope, bro.
Yeah, and I think one thing that I also respect about Tyler and the team as well is, like, we've had this conversation before, probably last year sometime on an episode about Nothing, of like, artists will keep a banger in the tuck because they're like, nah, it's not the right time or whatever it is. So they could have easily been like, you know what, water's still popping, let's not release this.
Let's hold this.
I genuinely, I mean, I don't know what that could have looked like if they released Truth or Dare a while later, but like, even in the midst of that, like, dropping it at that time, like, I love the moves. Like, it may be risky, it may not be, but it's still fucking bangs.
Still works, yeah. For sure.
I think it's the perfect move, because remember, at that time, there was already conversation of Tyler's a one-hit wonder. She's not going to top water. And then she came out with this one. So I feel like that was, like, it was perfect.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's what we needed. The next song was number one,
yeah,
featuring Tems.
Guys, I promise you,
Tems. I don't know. I feel like I expected more from this song. Like, it's a great song,
bro.
But man, like, just knowing what Tems can do, and having seen what Tyler can do, I was expecting a monster over here, guys. But you know, great song though, still. But yeah, I don't know. I wish could have been more somehow. What are you guys saying?
I won't lie, when this project dropped, this was actually the first song I listened to. I didn't start at the top because I was like, damn, Tems. I was like, what are we gonna cook here? And yeah, man, I was impressed. I can't lie. I think I hear you, C's, in terms of the thing of like, I probably would have wanted a bit more, because this song was like 2:30. I think they genuinely could have just, you know, taken the whole mile or whatever it is. But for me, it's like, you know what, they did so well in the song together, and I'm assuming there'll definitely be more collaborations along the line, but I think it was just really nice to kind of see how Tyler and Tems come together, and also see, you know, Tyler get that co-sign from someone who's very, very big as well. So yeah,
this was a smart move again. Just the features on this project as a whole, very smart choices. I think there was not too much, you know, US. There was not too much, well, there wasn't really even any US, I think, besides there was kind of, there was different flavors, but I just think the feature selections were done very well. But I do hear you, C's, when you're saying this track just felt like it didn't meet expectations, bro. Like, I don't know, for me, these are two hit makers, bro. And I feel like when they come together, they're supposed to make a banger, bro. And this just wasn't it. It just felt like a very calm, like, you know, when you hit a session with the artist that you're working with, and you do like 5 songs, and then you cook like one super fire song, and then the 4 others are like, alright, this is one of the 4 alright ones, you know? So I feel like this just didn't meet my, you know, personal expectation. But it was still a cool song. Harmonies were nice. Tems was still killing it vocally as well. Tyler did well, but yeah, just fell a bit short for me.
The next one was Breathe Me. Lyrically, I really like this one. I mean, even the production on here is good, but I wish it was a little bit slower, a few BPM slower. I don't know, I just felt like, yeah, I know we're making dance music and all, but just, you know, tempo-wise, I feel like I would have enjoyed this more if it was slightly slower, maybe like 3 or 4 BPM slower. But overall, this was a great song, well-written song, well-produced song. How are you guys feeling about Breathe Me?
Yeah, man, I think with Breathe Me, same sentiments, really. I love the lyrics here. Hook was catchy, you know, you could kind of just vibe to it as well. I think I low-key liked it from the transition from number one, because like you guys said, number one seemed like a more of a chill track or whatever, and then for Breathe Me to kind of elevate the vibes a bit more is really, really nice to hear. But yeah, man, this was a cool one.
Yeah, Breathe Me, for me it was alright. I don't have too much to say about it. I think, yeah, it would have been nice if this was a slower song. There was like an instrument on here that sounded like a sax, but it wasn't really a sax, but I wish it was a sax. And then, yeah, the hook was nice, and it was done well, and that's all I really have to say about this song.
What are we saying about Butterflies? Butterflies was one of the songs that was being promoted same time as Truth or Dare, I think. You know, that
fire,
two pack.
Fire. Three pack.
Yeah. This, you know, dude, like, if people want Tyler to be like an R&B pop star, well, this is it right here. She's giving it to us right here. Like, this song is perfect.
It's too much.
When this dropped as a single, I was excited because I was like, oh, thank God that, you know, we're going to get a variety of music on this album. Because up until I heard this, I was thinking to myself, Aish, what if she just does like the same thing as Water over and over again?
Yeah.
You know, but just like different fonts, basically. But when I heard this, I'm like, oh, snap. We might actually get a variety of music on this album. And yeah, man, guys, what are we saying? Butterflies.
Yeah, man, I really enjoy Butterflies. I think Butterflies, for me, touched a different bag in Tyler that I haven't heard. Obviously, like, I don't know if she has a song like that. But like, for me, I really, really liked it, man. I love the stripped down version. I just love the vocal focus here. This was just really a beautiful song, man. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, this has always been one of my favorite songs out the gate. Like, just to hear on this R&B tip and do it so well and so just cleanly. And I don't know, man. I just think that she should tap in a bit more to these vibes. Not to say that she should go all the way, but I think she also, you know, has a lot to offer the R&B side too. But yeah, man, I think vocally on here, sure. Dreamlike. She did really, really well. Like Impilo was saying, just the stripped back feel to it and the light vocals as well. It just was a nice blend. And then, you know, just nothing too crazy. The drums weren't crazy on here, nothing like that. The melodies, the riffs were just soft. Everything was clean on here. Perfect, perfect, perfect. So, yeah, man, shout out to the for this track, to her for this track. And yeah, man, also the melodic, like, rap type flow, she killed it, bro. Sounded crazy, but yeah.
There was a lot of Ariana Grande comparisons when this dropped.
I get it.
The next one was On and On. This was, for me, a nice change of pace. Even though it's not one of my favorite songs, I can truly appreciate how different it sounds from most of the other songs on the album. And I think, you know, putting this after Butterflies was cool in terms of sequencing, because Butterfly also doesn't sound like anything on this album. And so, yeah, On and On, cool song. Like I said, even though it's not like my favorite, I can truly appreciate the change of you know, of pace and sound on this one. How are you guys feeling about On and On?
I actually really, really liked On and On for me. I think for me, probably just the change in vibes. The change of pace as well was really impressive. I think for me, like, I just enjoyed also just the catchy nature of it, man. Like, this is a really beautiful song for me. I think, yeah, I really don't. But, like, I really, really enjoyed On and On, man. That's all I can really say.
Yeah, man, On and On for me was chilled. But I like the production on here. I think it sets a nice backdrop for like a cross between like R&B piano type of vibes. Here, for some reason, Cisco hate me for this, But I think she should have done a feature with Chris, Chris Brown.
Here we go.
I don't know, bro. I just feel like the bag that Chris Brown is in right now, this would just suit whatever he's trying to do with the Afrobeats thing. Or a Party Next Door. Someone like that, bro. Like, you know, along those levels.
Hey.
I think would have worked nicely. But yeah, all in all, it was an okay song. Not my favorite.
Wait, see, it's out of interest, then. Like, this is just out of interest. I know it's your favorite artist. Did you ever see Tyler and Abel on a song?
Definitely.
Just out of curiosity. I think with this type of style, not necessarily, but it seems like, you know, I feel like Tyler could fit into that Dawn type of bag, to be fair.
Abel's coming to piano soon. Don't worry.
But that's the thing. I know Abel now that he's done with the Dawn phase, he's going to switch up again.
It's got one more album in the trilogy. Remember, it's After Hours, Dawn, and then After Life. It's a trilogy, right?
Yeah.
And then he's rebranding to Abel, no longer The Weeknd. But to answer your question, I could see it happening. I don't know if you guys have realized in the last two albums that Abel has released, he has had a remix with a pop artist on every album. So we had on After Hours, we had Doja on that other one. And then we had Ariana for Save Your Tears. And then we had Summer Walker on the Dawn FM album. On the remix.
I still refuse to call Doja pop, but that's a different conversation.
And so but yeah, that's why I'm saying below. I think I could see it happening. But it'll be on a Weeknd, it'll be on an Abel production type of thing. But next song was Jump, which is going crazy right now on TikTok. Featuring Gunna and Skilly Bang. Yeah, guys, what are we saying with this one?
Hey, man,
they're gonna make this the next single, I have a feeling.
Nah, I think it's for me. When I saw Gunna, I wasn't expecting this. I didn't, because I've never heard Gunna on this type of shit before.
So haven't you heard Gunna lately? He's been doing this Afrobeats vibes, bro.
Nah, where? What song?
Trust you. Listen to his recent songs. His recent songs he's been doing.
I did not expect this. So when I heard this, I went like, Skilly Bang fucking killed it. But yeah, man, this was really, really great. I think for me, it was just really nice to kind of see Tyler bring in Gunna. Firstly, that feature I think alone is fucking huge.
Young Gunna Wanna.
Yeah, and then Skilly as well. Like, yeah, man, this was really, really good. I think it was a nice and not necessarily switch up, but also just a completely different vibe that kind of catered to this whole thing. So it was really cool.
Yeah, I know. This was an interesting track. I wouldn't say this song is really my type of vibe, but I definitely see the greatness in the song. I like to see Tyler sort of challenge herself vocally, and I think she did on this song, because I feel like she was in a pocket that she wasn't necessarily too comfortable with, but she still did well. But I think, yeah, it might be the first slight vocal challenge that she encountered on this project. I just think with the higher, louder notes, she's not really hitting them as well, but vocally she's still killing it. So not too much to say about this track. It was cool.
Next one was Art, A-R-T.
Yeah,
no doubt about it.
Yep.
Fire.
No
fire,
question
fire,
about
fire,
it
fire,
this
fire,
is
fire, fire, fire.
A slapper. Jesus.
Fire.
What? Yeah, guys, what are we saying? A-R-T.
Fire, man. Personally, fire. I thought Tyler was trying to be my piece when she sang this. Yeah,
really?
Hey, man. You know, I was just... I was delusional when I was listening to
Delulu.
You know, I felt like she was speaking to me. But that art is a fucking banger, bro. Like, catchy. From a vocal perspective, she pushes herself. I love the... that whole, like... the background vocals on that.
Can I just say I love that, bro?
I love that throughout this project. I love where they do that layering, those backgrounds.
Like, yeah, that layering on that type of shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was just, nah, man, this is a fucking banger. I can't even say anything else. But, like, I think it was really nice in this project to have, like, your truth or dares or your arts or whatever. I think maybe just because at this point, like, you know, I really want to see Tyler win. So it's like to see these hits pop up, see people also receive them so well is really, really great. So for me, I was happy, man.
Yeah, man, one of my favorite songs on here for sure. Banger. Very smooth production. Very, very well written. The analogies, metaphors she was making on here, very good, very, very good stuff. Yeah, I just like the way she was just basically equating herself to that art piece, you know, let me be your muse type vibes. Very dope song, very, very dope song.
My muse, yeah. Oaks, my muse.
Yes, Bilo's muse, hey. Specifically his.
Yeah.
Him and only
it's
him.
Fine, Bilo. I'll put you in the group text.
Yeah, please do.
Got the plug.
Doug for Lawrence always cooking, though. We know this, man.
Next song was On My Body featuring Becky G.
My booty.
I enjoyed Becky G's verse on here, man. And facts, you facts. Know, flight. Yeah, man, it's nice. You know, I was surprised how much Spanish I understand now. Hey, it's crazy, guys.
Yeah,
it's crazy. But yeah, how are you feeling about this one? On My Body.
Yeah, man, I really like. I swear she's off the money highs there, your Spanish. But nah, like this one I really fucks with. I think Becky G really fucking showed up on this as well. But I think that's also just a testament to the features chosen. Yeah, I think I don't know if maybe it was a thing of like maybe I was expecting like huge names. Obviously Gunna in this case and Tem's huge, but like I really like these other like your Becky's, your Skillies, your, you know what I mean, like it was a really,
it's like
nice touch.
Big names but not too big,
yeah,
you know?
yeah that kind of thing. And I don't know, like I feel like for me, especially on a debut project, that low-key works, man. That low-key
yeah
works.
That does work. Mm-hmm. I won't lie,
because I feel like it doesn't outshine Tyler specifically, because it's that type of thing where it's like if it was like Tyler featuring Drake, for example, everyone would be more so focused on Drake and how
exactly, and you don't show all your cards,
you know what I mean, well. Like you're kind of like this game of chess or this game of poker is being played here is very tactical. So yeah, shout out, this is a really nice song.
Yeah I agree. Definitely what you guys are saying about Becky G, like I love the flavor, the character, the personality she adds to this as well, you know, because she comes with that whole like, you know, that whole atmosphere. Like, you know, we always talk about like somebody like a Ricky or an AKA. When they feature on the track, they always come with like, you know, their own atmosphere, their own persona. So it was nice to kind of have her, you know, come with that. Yeah, man, a sexy vibe. Tyler killed it. Becky killed it. Hook wasn't as fire as I would have liked, because I think comparing it to all the other hooks, you know, on the project, like I feel like it should be on that tier, but it was alright, you know, but not there for me. But yeah, it was a cool song.
Yeah, man. And then getting closer to the end of the project, I guess to me this song Priorities feels like the final song on the album. It is technically the last song on the official album, because To Last is it's more than 2 years old now at this point, and then we've got the Water remix. So Priorities, I treat it as like the final song on the album, and yeah, man, to me this is top five on the album for me personally. Priorities is another good song. I love it. What are you guys saying about Priorities?
Yeah, man, I think I hear you, Cease, in terms of that last bit as well, just because the vibe as well, that drop down in tempo and that drop down in vibe, you know, felt like a closer. And obviously we got a bit of an experience from that when we're listening to Butterflies, in a sense, in terms of like the slow pace, etc. For me, I really, really love this. I think, you know, I think for me as well, when it comes to this pop or this bag that Tyler's in, you don't really get to appreciate a lot of the vocal performance, because the beat is also doing a lot of work as well. So when you have these type of songs, it's really nice to kind of just peel back a bit and be like, okay, this is you, you know what I mean? So yeah, Priorities, really enjoy.
Yeah, Priorities was cool for me. I would say it's the first, personally for me, it's the first skip. It's the first song I would skip on here. Not to say it's a bad song, but if I just compare it to the bangers that have come before, you know, it's a bit on the less catchier side, I would say. But I mean, it's still a good song. I just feel, however, it is missing something. I'm not sure what it is, but it's missing something for me. Yeah.
And then we have Too Lost. I mean, I don't know if you guys want to say anything about that one. It's been out for a couple of years now.
I'd say shout out to the sequencing.
And then the Water remix.
Travis killed it, man. I have to say that.
We haven't spoken about this song.
Travis killed it.
What did you guys think? What do you guys
Travis killed it, man. And I love how, as much as it's still Water in terms of like Tyler's verses and everything, that there were a few like, you know, alterations in terms of, I don't know, certain parts. Like if you listen to it, it's obviously it's Water, but it still feels different. But nah, man, I really like Travis on this one. I think there was literally a solid minute where this was the Water that was on rotation, like the Water version that was on rotation for me.
Yeah. Before I go on to Water quick, I just want to say about Too Lost. I don't know if you guys have the same feeling, but does that song feel unfinished to you? Or is it just me?
Yeah, I don't know, bro. The song has been out for so many years at this point.
That song has always felt unfinished. I don't know why. It feels like it's unfinished. But anyway, yeah, it's a cool song though, but sounds a bit hollow and unfinished. Water remix featuring Travis. Now, for me personally, I saw all the hate that this was getting online. And
yeah, because they haters.
I listened to the song.
They haters.
I listened to the song and I understand what people are saying as to like this was a very strange selection, at least from a fan's perspective, as to why Travis would be the chosen feature on this track. But I still think he did pretty well. Like, given the track it is, the type of track, it wasn't as bad as people make it out, at least for me personally.
Not even as bad. It wasn't, you know, bad. I don't know what niggas are talking about.
It wasn't bad.
It's not a bad.
It wasn't bad.
Like, at all.
It wasn't
like bad. Y'all are haters.
It was not bad. Like, I know people are gonna, you know, say, nah, 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 we're glazing or whatever the case may be. But honestly, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it.
Nah,
so
there's no way.
I ain't gonna lie. No, bro, that's what niggas say.
Glazing
bro.
Is crazy.
That's what the niggas, that's what the kids be saying. You glazing.
Yeah.
You know?
So, I get it.
So that's how I feel.
Yeah. What a remix. I don't know.
Don't tell me you're about to be a hater, bro. Don't.
I'm not a hater.
He's going to call him the robot man. We don't listen to that robot man like Teacher Kelly.
I understand why this remix had to happen. I understand why Travis was
it was the obvious choice
for this thing. I just don't think this remix was needed. Like I said, I understand why they did it, because they had to keep that song on the charts and push for the top 10. So I get that part. But just in general, I don't know why this song exists outside of that.
Yo,
one thing about Falar. You'll hate.
Yeah.
he will hate.
Anyway, guys, final thoughts. What are we saying? Tyler, self-titled debut.
Nah, man, I was impressed, bro. I think this project for me, you know, solid as a debut, considering the international market and appealing to a different crowd. But like we mentioned in terms of some of the points, it's really great that Tyler's still, you know, has love for the South African market despite going. And I think that's probably been the reason why a lot of artists we've seen be exposed to that side of the industry. kind of fall flat because they forget. And I think, you know, as much as we can say now, Tyler probably has a strong fan base in the US or in Europe, etc. But it's like, I'm sure there's a fuck ton of numbers that come from South Africans. And, you know, when you look at it, like when Tyler came and did a pop-up at Mall of Africa and you saw the crowds that were following and whatever, it's not, that's not like just because, oh, you're in the US. It's because she's genuinely still repping South Africa. And yeah, man, in terms of this project, I enjoyed it. I think obviously for the sophomore and the one that comes after, I really want to see Tyler kind of give us a bit more, and not be as safe. But obviously I understand why you'd have to be, especially considering the position that she's in. But yeah, man, I'm looking forward to the next one. Shout out Tyler. And yeah, man, this was solid.
Yeah, man, much agreed. I think it's very true what you're saying there with her still being so patriotic. I think one thing with South Africans, that will always win them back over. They might hate on you, but if you're always patriotic to SA, bro, to South Africa, I feel like you'll always win them back over.
Facts.
If you're always repping. And that's what she does heavily to the fullest. So, yeah, I agree with you fully on that. But yeah, as for the project as a whole, very, very, very impressed with this project. Even just us going through it right now just even made me realize further how much of a strong debut this is. This is such a strong debut project, especially for projects these days. You know, they're very hard to get through. A lot of the times things feel monotonous. A lot of the times things feels forced, you know, feel forced. And I think here she was able to give us just a very, very concise body of work, but give us enough sounds as well to keep us interested. Yeah. And intrigued, and for us to want more as well. So I think her team, her, everybody involved in the process of making Tyler who she is today, I think, yo, they're on their A game, bro. They're on their A game. And it's really showing just with the moves they're making, the brand deals, the placements, the thing where they could have gone crazier and put Beyonce on the, you know, project. Well, I'm not sure Beyonce, but you know, Tyler's at that point where it feels like everybody wants a piece of Tyler. But I like the way they meticulously thought of the features and they thought of the producers and they thought of keeping it still like realistic. Yeah. In a sense, still believable. I don't know how to, you know, make sense of that.
Nah,
but
I
you know what
you.
I'm saying. It still makes sense to where
you know
what
them
career.
Ones.
So I like that.
There's,
so yeah,
you know,
man.
Them ones where they release a project and then you're like, who is this, bro? Literally that. Yeah.
Exactly, bro. Exactly, bro. And you just thought of what's going on, bro. And then, you know, and for them also to understand the industry plant thing. You know, that the rumors. And so for them to not go all the way, like, I just feel like they understand everything. So, you know, I'm really keen to see where this goes. I'm glad that it's her and it's them that are repping us at this moment in time, because I think they're doing a good job. So, man, shout out to Tyler. Beautiful project.
Yeah. Tyler, self-titled debut. Top to bottom, this is a strong body of work. It's crazy. Just a few years ago, you know, Tyler was just girl in YouTube doing videos with her sister, you know, just vibing
superstar.
Out. And now we're here.
Bro, just
and she's
last
one of the
year.
Biggest, most exciting pop stars in the world.
Bro,
and
just
I
at the beginning
be
of last
happy.
Year,
I'm a huge
geez,
fan.
We were saying we weren't even sure like what was happening with Tyler, and to see the progress in just a year is crazy, bro.
Nah, thanks, yeah. Dog. I genuinely, I can admit, I mean, I've probably admitted multiple times, but I just didn't have the vision.
We didn't see.
I yeah. think especially after that disappearing act for a while, and to see her come back like this, like, yeah, man, this
crazy.
Is how you do it.
Crazy.
We spoke about it. We said, like, yo, this girl has all the things necessary to become the biggest in the world.
Yeah.
But where is she? We were like, yo, where is she? What's going on? Where is she? For a whole year, we were saying that. And then she yeah. came out, and now we're here, bro. So shout out, man. Yeah, big love to Tyler. This was really, really phenomenal. So yeah, this has been the Best Kept Secret Podcast, aka the podcast about nothing. I was your host, CZ Ray. For Lauren, I wasn't alone. I was with my brethren, Bula Mike Just and Prince Dreyz. Until next time, stay shining. Peace and love.
Peace.